When we say, I'm sorry, we sort of expect it to act like a magic eraser, you know?
Right, like you say the words and poof, the slate is wiped clean.
Exactly. But neurologically, I mean, the moment you admit absolute fault, your brain's threat detection system just, it flashes red.
Oh, absolutely. It treats it like a physical attack.
Yeah. So welcome to your deep dive. Today we are looking specifically at week 8, day 4 of your workbook.
We're dismantling exactly why your brain actively sabotages your own apologies, right?
Yes, reinforcing the OWN method
Yeah.
so that tomorrow, for day 5, you can do the heavy lifting of repairing a real mistake without your ego getting in the way.
It is so crucial we look at the mechanics of this formula today. So OWN, that stands for own exactly what you did without excuse or deflection, and now make it right.
And the friction, from a psychological standpoint, the friction almost always happens at the W.
Oh, 100%. The second you introduce the word but into an apology, you know, like, I'm sorry I yelled, but I was stressed.
Yeah, you're repairing the relationship at that point.
No, you're just hiring a defense attorney for your ego.
Exactly. Because your brain, and you know this better than anyone, your brain treats the phrase, I was wrong, as a literal threat.
Right. It triggers a fight or flight response, so it scrambles to build the shield out of context.
Context stacking. You stack up all the reasons why you did the thing. You were tired, you were under pressure.
Just to deflect the blow. Yeah, that context stacking is a pure survival mechanism. And that actually brings us to the workbook exercise you are tackling today.
Right, those three questions at the very end of day 4.
Yeah, you have to identify where your specific threat response flares up.
Well, I can tell you where mine flares up. Let's do the hot seat.
Oh, all right. Putting me on the spot.
I am. I'll ask you first. Looking at those three questions, especially the third one about contrasting your strengths and weaknesses, what does that actually look like for you in practice?
Okay, well, my strongest point is definitely W, without excuse.
Really? That's the hardest one for most people.
I know, but I think thanks to my clinical background in neuroscience, I can sort of clinically detach. I can state my mistake without needing to justify it.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Right. But, and this is a big but, my massive blind spot is N. Now make it right.
Wait, really? How so?
My brain treats an apology as a cognitive checklist. I acknowledge the error, I skip the excuses, and my brain just, it files the event under task complete.
Oh, so you just miss the actual behavioral repair entirely.
Completely. So answering that third question, contrasting the two, I realize I have to explicitly override that checklist mentality. In actual practice, I need to look the person in the eye and literally ask, what specific action will rebuild trust?
That is huge, because that shifts the apology from managing your own discomfort to repairing the actual bond.
Exactly. All right, my turn. What about you? What's your weak spot?
Well, my strongest is O, owning it, but my absolute weakest is W.
You're an explainer.
I am. Spending my life teaching and studying psychology, my instinct is to always explain the why behind my actions. I constantly want to provide context.
Which is just context stacking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So contrasting those points for the third question, it was a harsh realization.
Yeah.
To the other person, my explanations don't bridge a gap. They sound exactly like excuses.
Yeah, they just hear you defending yourself.
Right. So in actual practice, I have to literally stop at the period. I have to completely swallow the urge to explain myself.
And forcing that cognitive friction into the open, that is exactly how you neutralize the brain's defense systems.
It is. And as someone listening to this right now, your job today is to find your own friction points in that day 4 exercise.
What will you discover when you answer those three questions? Because rewiring this fight or flight response takes serious reps.
Which is exactly why your daily SAC is so critical right now. You need to review your specific stack of three code rewrites, three distill points, and do quotes.
3 times a day, you're building the mental muscle you need to, like you said, stop at the period.
Yes. And please don't forget to ask yourself your specific bedtime question tonight. You are priming your brain for the heavy lifting.
Because tomorrow is day 5.
Tomorrow, you are going to take this newly sharpened OWN formula, and you're going to use it to dissect a real, unresolved mistake from your past.
You are stepping right into the friction.
So as you prep your workbook today, I'll leave you with this to chew on. If an apology isn't slightly uncomfortable to deliver, are you actually apologizing, or are you just managing your own discomfort?